Yes, sir.
Upstairs yet.
Well, I want to ask you, what kind of vibrations did you pick up from Sister Anselma, so-called Sojourner?
when she came here to the house is that she said this is a good house and that she wouldn't mind coming up here. She wished she could find her house like this. And then she let us know that that's the so-called squirt that said to her that she should be preparing to move into the house, and I didn't comment on that. But as far as what I pick up from her is that she may seem to be wanting to reach out, but then also that same, you know, that character, that Negro mind that's still there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see her, you see the exact plane where you're at, so you know how to deal with that.
Yes, sir.
And just understand that, too, that plane to a higher person on a higher plane than where you are right now is still the same type of thing that comes out of us, too.
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
To a person a little higher, when we get to that next plane, to a person on the higher plane, we still would look like we are down on this particular plane or those on that particular plane. It is the chain of command of the chain.
That's right, yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
That's true, yes, sir.
We haven't gotten rid of all the niggerism, and we don't want to get rid of all the niggerism, because how would we be able to relate to those in niggerism?
That's right.
You have to be able to relate to each one teach one, and each one work with one, at the lesser one on the pole that's coming in to the good of the chain of command, and teaching the right way it goes. Isn't it true?
That's true, yes, sir.
I praise the to Allah, God, the President, that's one of these five members, especially the most five members. So when we say something about, you know, them old niggerism ways that they have, you know, that the person has, we don't want to say it in such a way that it sounds so derogatory that we are actually really looking down upon that.
That's right, yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so Allah, God, the President, that's one of these five members, especially the most five members, had it put there so we can clarify, because in the statement that you were making just there, it almost could have been considered by someone listening as if we were saying, you know how the nigger is.
Oh, yes, sir.
So therefore, Allah, God, the President, Master Brother Chief Allah, Muhammad, is messing with us under the right moment, cause that to transpire through the works of the Master J, so that we'll learn the right way to speak.
Yes, sir.
When we say that.
Yes, sir.
There can be no better than the way that Allah, God, the President, Master Brother Chief Allah, Muhammad, has him, and therefore, they reach it out. When they reach out, and a person drowning and they reach it out, he's still kicking his foot and helping himself drown, but he's still reaching out to be saved.
Yes, sir.
That's the same particular way.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But I've gotten the person about the Z-Flat Hunter, there's nothing about the Z-Flat Hunter, which makes it known that you're supposed to reach for the hand that desires to be saved, and don't even, when you don't even reach the off that other part that you see anymore.
Sajada Lahu, sir, beg my pardon, but I had no idea you were even on the phone. No one said anything.
Sajada Lahu. Well, that's just because, you know how motor mouth is. I tell you this like this here. Sometimes when the people get to teaching and it gets so good, you get hung up when you get to listening to a lot of God and the President of the Master of the Flying Mama, and especially the most honest Flying Mama, you don't want to miss one thing, and so therefore sometimes you overlook something.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's no fault in that. It's just showing the magnificent. It should be a blessing to the one that was overlooked or thought that they was overlooked. It should be rewarding to that one to know that that person that is talking on that phone is so spellbound into them up there that they was overlooked there. Overlooked there. That's how I'm down the person that's the one of these Muhammad. The best of the Muhammad lies. Muhammad makes it known to you on your conscious level there. Boy, motor mouth so can hold people spellbound.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying, sister? Something about something, daughter?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
So therefore, you should be really glad of that. That shows you the power in the words of the hour. And at the same time, Allah God, the President of the Master Jesus, Muhammad, the Master of the Muhammad, through the words of Master J, makes you to learn to, you cannot say that they didn't come and notify you. You should have been able to check everything out yourself.
I did not know, sir. I'm not
talking about even
just
when you come into the door, whether you know or not, you're still supposed to look and check.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
The Muhammad, the Muhammad, when you go to a door, you always walk around, you always check everything, check out the house, check out the meeting surrounding before you even settle in for anything.
Yes, sir.
I'll praise the truth to a lot of that. That means you check into the shoes in the bathroom or what's going on here and what's going on there, even before you really take your jacket off. Because you might have to step back out of the door real fast, and if you jack it off, the weather might be bad out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Due to a lot of God in the prison of Master Waters, these last 100, you always, in the old schools, when you ever used to go to the house in the first place, the male genders used to go in and check everything out.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true? Or they went hand in hand together.
Yes, sir.
And checked everything out.
Yes, sir.
All praise due to a lot of God in the prison of Master Waters, these last 100, and did not say someone forgot to tell me that you were there.
But
someone forgot
that.
To tell me. We
yes,
don't even think in that way, but Allah God, the President of the Master Brother,
yes,
and it's nothing about the Brother, cause us to think that way so that we can, so that they can, so when he takes it away from us, we can look back at when we did think that way.
Yes, sir.
See the great distance that we have came.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so talk to me again about Sister Anselm, Mama. So accusations and whatever. And like I said on this tape, when you play it back, you'll be able to hear why Iran got in the prison master. What did you find? I'm going to say we should buy more materials and make down. And for security's sake, you always tell the people when the sisters are already going somewhere, you should have some extra guns that you carry with you just in case.
Yes, sir.
He's so wise and cared for us so much that he caused something to transpire with another substantial amount of so-called Sajana coming up this way where she needed a gown in order to teach us that we should carry something in case we need a gown.
Yes, sir.
So that's what the teachers that allowed God in the prison of Master Brother Chief Ramana, as Master Brother Chief Ramana, Brother Ramana caused to transpire there before it happened to you in order to bring this up so it would never happen to you.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes,
so
sir.
So you should always keep a briefcase or some type of suitcase or something with enough gowns to cover everybody. In other words, if there's seven of you, you should have, when you're going somewhere, a suitcase somewhere, you put in a trunk or something that has seven gowns in it.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
I mean, so that means that you need to get some more materials and make some more gowns. Isn't
yes,
it true?
Sir.
So I praise the due to Allah God and the presence of Master Rana Sifu Ram, understand for the messenger of the Masana Brahma for this great lesson that he is learning us today.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true?
That's true, sir.
And learning us not to look down the nose at anybody just because maybe they might be a little dirty. How would we know how far we came unless somebody was still sitting back there in that dirt?
That's right.
And the presence of Master Rana Sifu Ram, we set up a chain of command so that the person way up here that's first don't have to keep trying to go way back there and try to raise them ones up that's just coming in, because then the train won't go nowhere.
Yes, sir.
You set up a chain of command, and one right up under that one, and one under that one, all the way down to that pot where you just came out of, so that we steady reaching each other out of that pot.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that the train can keep going. They don't have time to be stopping no more for me to come all the way back and start teaching about the proper handling of people, start teaching about student enrollments and actual facts again. If I stay back there, how are we going to get that knowledge way up here that's coming to us from our God, the person that's about to see for our mother, and it's messing with us under the right number so that the train keep going forward?
Yes, sir.
Make the train start going in reverse. If I get the engineer got to leave up there, come back to the tail end, who's going to pilot the train?
Yes, sir.
There's a gap in between there, isn't
that
true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So that's what the chain of command is about, all the way back down to the stoop top.
Yes, sir.
So that we can raise them up out of there, all praise due to Allah, God, the President of the National Body of Jesus, even though when you're way up there as the engineer, you also get to the point where, you just don't perceive what to really go back to that pot, or just even smell the odor of that pot, or different things. But so therefore, you got to sit up the chain of command so you don't have to, but if you had to go back there, and it was just only you, you would go back there, but you would also know how to sit up the chain of command, so obviously you would never have to go back there, because your nose has done got adjusted to stand away from that funk.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
Well, I'll praise you to Allah, God, and the presence of Master Wallace, Chief Ram Nama, for us first turning up our nose and looking nasty at that stuff, because that's the degree that we had to raise during that lesson, so that we really is way ahead and way up out of the pot by a long distance now. But we understand we must never forget from where we came from, and order, so therefore we have to set up a chain of command and be able to explain and work with them until they get to that particular point, knowing that the one that's on that lower chain of command is going to reach the point where it turns its nose up and try to look back at that pot and talk about, ooh, they so dirty, looking down on it, because that's the natural way of the chain of command and raising.
No, sir, it's not supposed to be like that, no, sir.
It has to be like that because it's mathematics. If you just like when you step out of the bathroom for taking a crap, you don't smell it when you step out of there, but if you go outside long enough to get a little fresh air and come back in and step in there, it'll turn your nose up at your own odor.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that means that you have gotten some fresh air. If you did that, came out and got some fish and then went back in there and didn't have no odor, then you better check out your body or your odor sniffing thing, because something ain't right.
Yes, sir.
Has to be like that.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? It's just like when you have sex in a room somewhere and you're having sex, your nose build up immunity to it, but someone come in there, they can tell, they can smell the odor of sex.
That's right, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And since they're not in there, it turns their nose up and they say, oh, something like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's mathematics.
Yes, sir.
So when you sit up there on the chain of command, the engineer is way up there, and he's not down into that bunk no more, and you're not down into that bunk, but if you start going back there and you get too close to it, you automatically tell by your nose going up on
you. Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
That first, when you get to that particular point, and start reading about that, you look at that order and you turn your nose and you sit here and you talk about it in a derogatory way, and then after a while, then you learn not to talk about it in a derogatory way, because then you learn the proper way from Allah God, the person of Allah, the Rahman, and His Messenger, the Son of Allah, through the works of Master J. But it's a phase that you got to go through, just like you got to go through hate to get rid of hate.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace for our mother that is here to teach us so that we understand each person when he comes to that, because another person will say, well, just like when a person comes to the point and he say, you know what? They say, everybody, ain't nobody right there. Everybody, there's wrong in everybody. You know, we all learn, and you know that that's a statement that a lot of people make when they first come in. But there are many people that are right and don't make no mistakes.
Yes, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God. You heard the word.
Yes, sir.
And you sit up to church.